5 tips to selling your house fast without a realtor. Have you ever wondered what it would take to sell your house without the help of a realtor just to save money? If that's you, then this video newsletter will be very helpful for you. We're talking about selling a house here and not selling candies, so you should expect that it will require a level of work that's expertise and not ordinary. In essence, realtors don't get paid just for free. They actually have to work and get the property sold within the average number of days in your market. But I understand if you just want to avoid paying 3-6% of the sales price of your house in commission. Also, I understand that you may not have the time to wait around for 60-100 days for the house to sell. Either way, I have 5 different tips to help you sell your house fast without a realtor. Tip number 1, for sale by owner online posts. The method of for sale by owner, FSBO for short, has been popular for quite a few years now. Traditionally speaking, you need a licensed realtor to help you list the property because there was no such thing as the internet. But in this time and age, you have options like www.forsalebyowner.com, www.craigslist.org, and a few others where you can list your property up for sales and free of charge. Sure, you will expose the property for many people to see, but let me help you out by pointing out a few things you may not have thought about. Most regular people that are just looking for a home to purchase still like the idea of contacting a licensed realtor to help them with the process. Many people, especially the millennials, are waking up to the idea of searching online websites like www.zillow.com, www.trulia.com, and etc. If you list your house on for sale by owner's website, they do syndicate to Zillow sometimes, but the properties that get the most exposure on this website are also the ones listed by licensed realtors. Nonetheless, it is an option for you, and it costs you nothing to fill out a few fields on a form and get it up for the world to see. Tip number 2, for sale by owner, yard signs. Yard signs are also still very effective. You can go to your nearest dollar stores and buy a yard sign that says for sale by owner. Write your phone number on it and place it in front of the house. Just keep in mind that the majority of the people that will call you are also licensed agents and aspiring real estate investors looking for deals. They are often looking to solicit and ask to help you list the property on the same platform that you're probably trying to avoid due to the associated cost. Tip number 3, flat fee MLS. When you list your property on for sale by owner website, you may be presented with an offer to list it on the MLS for a flat fee. This can cost anywhere from $300 to $750. The idea is that you will get the online exposure that all the other properties that are listed with licensed realtors get. The exception is that a realtor will not work directly to help you stage your property and do a proper analysis and consultation for a more elaborate exposure for your house. Flat fee listing is worth considering because, like I said earlier, the houses that get the most exposure are on popular websites like Zillow, Trulia, and Redfin are properties that are listed by licensed realtors on the MLS. The only difference is that a realtor would not be actively representing your interest in the marketplace. Tip number 4, price of selling fast. Another tip I like to share with you is to bring your attention to the fact that you may have to pay a price for wanting to sell fast. One of the many benefits of homeownership is the fact that you're building equity in the property. Because of your desire to sell very fast and in less than 60 to 100 days that a property will typically take on the market, you should know that you're probably going to pay a price for the speed and the convenience. That usually comes in the form of having to sell at a very steep discount. However, I'm very aware that it may just be the very thing that you need right now, probably because time is not on your side. That's completely understandable. Tip number 5, commission versus equity. On a $100,000 sales price, you will probably have to let go of about $2,500 to $5,000 in sales commission to a licensed realtor. But your desire to sell the house fast can create a competition between the value of not paying the commissions and retaining a significant amount of the equity you've built in the property. If you don't have that much equity in the property, then I understand why it may be of that much value for you to sell the house fast. But you should be aware that the job of a licensed realtor is partly to help you get the most of the equity inside of your property out in cash. That would take about the same average days on the market that properties take in your particular area. Obviously, all of that depends on the right pricing for your property. A competent realtor will know how to price your property to sell in a timely manner. The important thing to note here is that there is often a trade-off between time and money. Bonus tip, call us. After considering all of the 5 tips that I just shared with you, if you feel like you have to sell your house fast, as in now, consider calling us. As I said earlier, there's a trade-off between time and money. You basically have the choice of continuing to hold on to your property and building your equity with time and patience. And if in fact you need to sell, a realtor would help you extract the most of your equity out of the property. But understandably, you may need to sell fast, as in right now. In that case, give us a call. We will give you a fair offer on your property with consideration for the speed, convenience, and the present value of your property in the marketplace today. Destroy the like button on this video, share and subscribe. I have some more free videos for you on the screen, in the description, and at sthomebuyers.com.